Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello and welcome to episode 60 of the Business Behind the Scene podcast. Today, I am recording from home. As you know, on Mondays, I've been working from home and I've been so productive. I am so excited. This is so good. Olive Boy is at my feet. He is keeping me company and we are getting stuff done, which is super, super, super excited. So as I said last week, you would have to really find the thing that works for you to become super productive. And guess what? This might not be forever. This might work for the next 2 months, 3 months, and then might not be working again. And then I need to find another solution. You gotta keep be open to tweak and change and measure and change until you find the solution for the results that you want. And this takes me straight to talk about today's topic, which is COVID really still a thing? Well, the question is, are you in denial about COVID? The reason why I wanted to do this podcast is not to talk about the, you know, conspiracy theories about COVID or what is COVID or if COVID is real or not. I am not an expert in that and I'm not going to put myself in that conversation. But what I'm going to do is to tell you what is happening into our brains. A lot of us as business owner, we are in complete denial. COVID is not a thing. I'm just going to keep running events. Or I'm going to keep doing the things that I used to do before. Well, the reality is you can't. You can't anymore, right? We can't avoid, we can't pretend that COVID is not happening. Regardless of what you believe is fair, not fair, if it should be there, it's not be there, if whatever it is, the truth behind what's happening with COVID, the reality is they are shutting us down. They are closing consistently. It's happening in 2021 again. We all thought, oh my goodness, 2021, we are safe. This is not happening anymore in Australia. And there we go. There's a lockdown in Brisbane and now everybody's panicking and they're closing borders and all of that. So listen, there's only one thing, and this is not just with COVID, but with anything in business. We have to be proactive. We have to find solutions. We have to find the lesson in it and stop being afraid of making decisions. We have to keep looking forward. We have to keep believing. We have to keep trusting. We can't just pretend that things are not happening. And so that has been my biggest lesson, because I remember throughout 2020, I was sort of thinking, okay, let's just crap out 2020 and just start afresh in 2021. I'm going to go back to doing live events. Everything's going to be fine, right? But the thing is, we have a reality, which is we can advertise a live event, but we also know that they might shut us down. We also know that they might not go ahead. So we need to prevent things from happening. We need to have a disclaimer saying, you know, if we can't do a live, the same event at the same price is going to be online, and this is the reason being, and this is what you're going to get. And so everybody is aware now that this is a possibility. We have to be sure that as business owners, we're not going to put ourselves in the danger of going bankrupt because we have to give everybody's money back all the time. So it's really a thing, and it's reality. It's happening. So your business needs to pivot and always be prepared to pivot again if it has to be. So this is something that I know I was in denial. I know that I was like, no, it's not happening again. They're not going to put us in lockdown again. I don't believe it. I don't want this. This is not happening. But the thing is, I can wish and think and do all the things that I want, but they're going to still do it if that's what they're going to do. So I realized that I had to change my mindset. I am aware that a lot of us believe that an event, a workshop, a retreat run face-to-face is way more powerful than run online. Look, I was with you. I totally believe that that was the truth. I totally believe that you can't compare in a face-to-face event, workshops or retreat with an online. There's not as much connection. There is not this, there is not that. I just kept being a brat about it. I did not want to move my workshops online. I did not want to admit that this was going to happen. I did not want to do any of those things. But listen, I had to realize that if I wanted to keep adding value, not just about if I wanted to keep my business alive and keep making money, because it wasn't about that, but if I want to give value to the people that came and reach out to me for help, if I want to help them and not say, well, I can help you when we're going to be able to go back offline, when we can do live events, I will be helping you then, that it's not fair. We can't let people wait for when the universe or the government or whatever it is are going to let us run events again. I need to provide the same value in a different methodology. So I had to get over myself. Pretty much, that's the truth. I had to find a way around to make sure that I would help people like I promised I would. I mean, Tony Robbins has been running events for over 20 years, face to face, all over the world. He will be traveling. He will be out there 200, 250 days a year to serve his community, to serve his people and run live events all over the world. And now he's running online, virtual, same exact program. Listen, there are 10,000 people joining Tony Robbins at every single event that he does online. It's incredible the results that he's getting. It's incredible the amount of people that are enjoying this type of delivery. It's incredible how many of us are thinking, well, I love more face-to-face, but still better than nothing. So listen, anything that you do, it's possible to pivot it and do it online and give the same amount of value. I can guarantee you that. And I know that some of you are saying, Francesca, no way. I can't possibly give the same breakthroughs. I can't possibly give the same value. My people, you know, we do energy healing or we do this or we do that. No matter what you do, we can do it online. No matter what you do, you can find a way to give value to your people right now online. You don't have to wait. You can't put your life on hold. What if this COVID lasts for 5 years? What if you can't run live events for sure for 5 years? What are you going to do then? You're not going to serve your people. You're not going to give them the value. You're not going to find another way. You would. So you now are put into a corner. You can't put your hand under the sand. You can't not be in denial about this. We have to find a way around it. And even if you don't like it, you better like it, because that's the reality. And I had to have the conversation with myself, because I wanted to go, no way, people. Our three-day workshop, our Build Massive Impact three-day workshop, it's transformational. We cannot do that online. It's impossible. It's a networking. We do so much more connection with each other. We have all these games. We have all these exercises. No way we can do it online. Listen, we did it 4 times. People loved it. We were able to get really very close, similar results. It was insane. I blew my own mind. And listen, I know what you're saying. Oh, I won't have that much energy. I won't be able to be live for 12 hours. I can't speak for that long online. My eyes will hurt. It's not going to be possible. I hear you. But you will be surprised what your body, what your eyes, what your mind is going to bring to the table when it's a must, when you decide, when you make that decision of going, I'm going to serve my people no matter what. If we make it about us, that's where we fall short as coaches. If we make it about what we want, if we are not open-minded, if we're not willing to pivot and change and tweak and just go with the flow, when we're too rigid on the way, it's my way or the highway, that's when we struggle in business. We need to be willing to find a way. This has been my strength throughout my business, is that I have always found a way around. I've always found a solution. I don't let things stop me. So what are you doing right now to make your business as successful as it was before COVID? I know it's been a really tough 12 months. I know that we got hit hard. I know that some of you are losing hope. But listen, People are doing it. You can do it too. I know that it's hard to believe it, but waiting for COVID to pass, it's not an option. So you need to stop waiting and start finding a solution. And the only way to know for sure that your retreat or your workshop, it doesn't work online, is to try it. Try it. Do a beta. And I said to the first group of people that did my online, my Build Massive Impact online, I said to them, look, if you don't love it, you can come to the offline whenever that is. If that's in 2 years, you can still come. I promise you that. Guess what? They all loved it. They're all not going to come to the offline one because they got so much value from it. So don't fall short. Don't let your brain win over COVID. Don't let your brain let, sorry, what I meant is don't let your brain let COVID win. I am not giving up on my business. I am not giving up on adding value to my people. I will find a way. And guess what? Running a 12-hour workshop face-to-face or running a 12-hour workshop online is actually easier for our energy to run it online. Why? When you run an offline event, you have to be on your feet all day, right? You are standing in front of a crowd all day. You are in the break, in a pause, in a moment. You have people talking to you, asking you to take photos, hugging you, asking you to sign the book. There is so much happening face to face. You really don't get a down moment for 12 hours, right? When you're online, when you give an exercise, you walk away, you don't have to. You can actually relax. When you bring people into a breakout room, if you're using Zoom, there's an option to send them in a breakout room to do exercises. You can just relax. You can just look at what's next. You can just rest your voice. You can do so much when it's online for you. So it's actually easier to run an online event. I mean, wait. Was it easier the first one that I ran? No, of course, because I was stressed, because I didn't know, because I didn't know what to expect, because I was over-delivering, I was overdoing, because I was trying to make sure that everybody was okay. I was really in my head. So obviously, that first one wasn't that good. For me, at least, for the clients, they all loved it. But for me, it was quite stressful. But guess what? The second one was a lot better. The third one was even better. The fourth one was nearly as good as the, like, nearly as good results, nearly as good as everything as the offline one. And I know that the next one is gonna be even better. And the more that I do, the better we'll get. So listen, don't let COVID stop you. Don't pause your business until we go back to normal, because the chances are we're never going to go back to normal. The chances are we're always going to have a mask with us. The chances are, the reality is that we probably have to get vaccines. We're probably not going to be able to go back to life as it was before COVID. There is no such a thing. And this is the reality of most things in life. You can't really go back. You can't pretend. You can't walk backwards. You got to always move forward. So there is not going to be a normal again. This is a new normal. So you need to adapt your business, because if you don't adapt your business, you're going to go down. And I don't want you guys. I'm so passionate about business. You can tell. There was a restaurant the other day that it was just hilarious. They can't have as many people in the restaurant sitting down because of COVID. So what they did is that they created a way for people to get takeaway. They give them a basket, a picnic basket to go with the takeaway. They can sit outside. There is a park outside. They can sit there. They can have the picnic and then bring back the basket. Right? There's a deposit for make sure that people will give back the basket, and boom. Now they've got the same amount of people buying, but they actually don't have them in the restaurant, but they are providing the picnic so that they actually have it. So people that are being innovative and they're finding way around, right? They could say, oh, it's not the same thing. It's not the same energy. It's not the same feel to eat in our restaurant. Oh, what if they keep the basket? What if they start raining, right? They could come up with all these excuses of why it's not going to be as good. But listen, people are loving it, and people are getting the picnic basket, and people are having a romantic dinner, different style, but it's still having the same effect. So find a way. There's always a way. No matter what your business is, I can guarantee you there's always a way. So what is the lesson that you have learned from COVID? What is the lesson that you've learned? Have you built more resilience? Have you built more trust? Have you built more, innovation? What is the lesson that you've learned from this? Don't wait until it passes for you to find out the lesson. Right now, as it's happening, find the solution, be resilient, try it out, test it out, and know there is always a way. My friends, I hope you enjoyed today, and I look forward to seeing you next week. If you haven't left a review, I would love for you to do that. We are literally reaching huge numbers of listeners at every single podcast, so I am beyond grateful for you listening to this. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you next week. In the meantime, you stay safe and be innovative. You can do this. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out my Facebook group, Entrepreneurs Abundance Mindset. It's a community of over 9,000 business owners that are also ready to boom their businesses. Don't forget to also hit the subscribe button on this podcast and leave a review so that you can win a ticket to my Invisible to Invincible workshop. I'll see you next week.